Konnichiwa, welcome to Learn Japanese with Matsu Sensei. This is episode 211. Today in this episode, we will learn about nanka, which means like, something like, someone like, anything, kind of. This expresses contempt, modesty, denial, suggestion, vagueness, or casual tone. Now let's go. Noun plus nanka. This means like, something like, someone like, anything, kind of. Nanka is a casual spoken expression used to add emotional nuance such as downplaying, denial, suggestion, or ambiguity. Depending on context, it can sound rude, humble, or soft. There are five core usages for nanka. The first one is despise, disrespect, humble. The second one is strong denial of teflon plus iru. The third one is giving examples or suggestions. Fourth one is casual form of nanka, which means something or anything. And the fifth usage is unexplainable feelings or vagueness. Now let's start with the first usage, despise, disrespect, or humble. When used after a noun, nanka can belittle something or someone, or lower the speaker's own position. Using this toward other people can sound rude or disrespectful, so be careful. Now let's make some example sentences. Japanese is just easy. So in this case, the speaker is looking down on Japanese. Therefore, we will use nanka after Nihongo. Easy is kantan da. Nihongo nanka kantan da yo. I don't care about you anymore. About you is anata no koto. Anata no koto. After this, we will put nanka. Anata no koto nanka mou shiranai. Anata no koto nanka mou shiranai. So shiranai can mean not to care or give up on someone or something. No one would like someone like me. So in this case, the speaker has no confidence in themselves. Therefore, we will use nanka after watashi. To like someone is suki ni naru. So no one would like me is dare mo suki ni natte kurenai. Watashi nanka dare mo suki ni natte kurenai nda. Watashi nanka dare mo suki ni natte kurenai nda. I only have N3. N3 is JLPT 3Q. So, after watashi, we will put nanka. Watashi nanka JLPT 3Q da yo. Watashi nanka JLPT 3Q da yo. So this nanka that is used to express your humble feeling, we cannot use to other people. So in case we use nanka to show the humble feeling, the subject has to be always watashi. Tanaka-san nanka JLPT 3Q da yo. Tanaka-san nanka JLPT 3Q da yo. Instead, we can say Tanaka-san wa JLPT 3Q da yo. The second usage of nanka. This is used for strong denial of teflon plus iru. In this case, the structure will be teflon plus nanka nai. Teflon plus nanka inai. This pattern is used to strongly deny a state or action, especially emotions or ongoing actions. It often replaces te form plus inai to add emphasis. It is also used with potential forms such as いられない. Now let's make some example sentences. Of course, I haven't forgotten your birthday. To forget something is 忘れている. However, in this case, the speaker wants to strongly deny a state. Therefore, we will add なんか after te form.
忘れてなんかいないよ。もちろん君の誕生日を忘れてなんかいないよ。もちろん君の誕生日を忘れてなんかいないよ。
It's okay, I'm not angry. It's okay is 大丈夫、大丈夫。To be angry is 怒っている、怒っている。I'm not angry is 怒っていない、怒っていない。Now in this case, the speaker wants to strongly deny an action. Therefore, we will use なんか after te form.
大丈夫、怒ってなんかいないよ。大丈夫、怒ってなんかいないよ。
Now let's go to the third usage. This is used to give examples or suggestions. The structure will be noun plus なんかplus do, or noun plus なんか plus いかがですか? なんか is used to give examples or make casual suggestions. It is the conversational equivalent of など and allows flexibility for other options. Now let's make some example sentences. This is a conversation between A and B. A says,How about gyudon for lunch? So in this case, the speaker wants to make casual suggestion. So after gyudon, we will put なんかどう?
今日のお昼ごはん、gyudon なんかどう?今日のお昼ごはん、gyudon なんかどう?
And then B says, sounds good.
うん、いいね。うん、いいね。
Another example. What should I give for my girlfriend's birthday?
彼女の誕生日プレゼント。何をあげようかな?彼女の誕生日プレゼント。何をあげようかな?
And then B says, flowers or something like that would be nice. So again, the speaker wants to make a casual suggestion. So we will use なんかどう。
花なんかどう?花なんかどう?
If you want to use a polite form, it will be
花なんかいかがですか? 花なんかいかがですか?
Now let's go to the fourth usage of なんか. This is a casual form of
何か,
which means something or anything. なんか is very often used as a spoken, casual form of
何か?
It does not add emotion. It just sounds natural in conversation. Now let's make some example sentences. Did you say something? So it will be
今何か言った? 今何か言った?
However, in a casual conversation, we can use 何か instead of 何か.
今何か言った?今何か言った?
I am going to the convenience store. Do you want me to buy something? Convenience store is コンビニ。コンビニ。
コンビニ行くけど、何か買ってくる?
So here we can replace 何か to 何か。
コンビニ行くけど、何か買ってくる? コンビニ行くけど、何か買ってくる?
Now let's go to the fifth usage of なんか. This is used for unexplainable feelings or vagueness. So it means somehow, kind of, for some reason. Nanka is used when the speaker cannot clearly explain their feelings or is searching for the right words. It expresses ambiguity, mild emotion, or uncertainty. Let's make some example sentences. I don't know why, but my stomach has been hurting since this morning. Since this morning is 今朝から。今朝から。Stomach hurts is お腹が痛い。お腹が痛い。In order to express for some reason or somehow, we will add なんか。
今朝からなんかお腹が痛い。今朝からなんかお腹が痛い。
I'm kind of sorry. Sorry is ごめんなさい or すみません。If you want to say, I'm kind of sorry, we will add なんか。
なんかごめんなさい。なんかすみません。
So, なんかごめんなさい or なんかすみません are sometimes used when the speaker feels partly responsible or just wants to smooth the situation, even if it's not entirely their fault. So today we learned 5 usages of なんか。The first one was despise, disrespect, humble. The second one was strong denial of テフォンプラスいる。The third one is giving examples or suggestions. The fourth one is casual form of 何か, which means something or anything. And the fifth usage is unexplainable feelings or vagueness.So this is all for today. Thank you very much for listening. I hope it was helpful for you. If you're interested in Japanese grammars, please check out my YouTube channel. The link is in the description. I also have Facebook page and Instagram page, so please follow them as well. I will see you in the next episode. ありがとうございました。バイバイ。